Hello. So before I begin this podcast, I'd like to reemphasize the fact that PhysioMentalist is here to help you. As a physiotherapist student and as a young physiotherapist, feel free to reach out to us. Clicking is an important skill for every physiotherapist, and which is why we'll be talking about it today, particularly we'll be talking about orthopedic musculoskeletal assessment, subjective assessment. Okay, so before we start, you can want to get a pen so you can write down this mnemonic, DMMCSP. DMMCSP. Okay, so before you start clicking, you have to, the subjective clicking now, you have to have at the back of your mind that you want to, like, what you're trying to achieve is this. You want to know how severe patient's condition is. That's the intensity, how crazy is it. You want to know how irritable it is, how easily aggravated, easily manipulated, easily recreated, is it? You want to know the nature of the pain, when does it come, how does it come, things like that. That is what you are trying to know, basically, in the subjective assessment. You are not trying to know the name of patient's neighbor or the car they transported the patient with, and useless information like that. No. So back to our mnemonics, DMMCSP. Before we go to mnemonics, first you have to allow your patient to tell the story. Just allow them to tell the story. But what you are looking for is what you should pay attention to and what you should jot down, not the entire story. Because I've seen history, presenting complaint history of about 2 pages, and the only tangible information there might probably be the last line. So it's not about gathering as much information as possible, but as much needed information as possible, in quotes. Okay, so the D is for the date that it happened. So why you're asking patients about the story and allowing them to talk, you want to know when it happened. The date is important. So that will suggest if the condition is acute or chronic, if it's chronic with acute exacerbation and things like that. So the dates would give you an idea. The first M is the mechanism. How did it happen? Was it a twist? The patient landed on an inverted foot? How did it happen? You want to know the mechanism so you can have an idea of the possible tissues that will be affected. So aside mechanism, the third M is the mode of onset. The mode of onset, did it come once? Does it come and go? As in, did it come gradually? Like, so you want to know the mode of onset in the story. The C is condition. Condition is very important. You want to know if the condition of patient, this thing that the patient has brought, has it over the last few weeks, has it improved? Is it the same? Is it getting worse? So this would suggest if it's an ongoing damage, or the damage has occurred and you're just trying to treat what the damage has resulted into physically. So condition is important. Then steps, so the steps patient has already taken is important, so you'd know what to avoid and what not to do, because patient that has been treated with infrared and probably reacted to it, you don't want to put the same patient on the same thing. So what steps have you taken? If patient as taking steps, they shouldn't have like consulting with traditional bone setters and things like that. You'd educate them, so to be part of the plan to educate them not to ever do that again or allow anyone close to them to do that, so things like that. So now the last is the pain history. Usually what brings patient to physiotherapy is pain. That's like the most common symptoms we deal with. So after the DMMCS, the P is pain history. You can add it to your issue of presenting complaint, or you can bring it out itself. So after DMMCS, you can have your pain history standing alone. So the pain history, that's where the LUCIDA, the common LUCIDA mnemonics come to play. LUCIDA. The LUCIDA mnemonic. So the L is the location, where's the pain located? The O is onset, when did it start? So onset of pain and onset of injury is quite different. Yeah. The injury, but oftentimes it will be at the same time. But sometimes they get injured and then the pain just probably came the following day or came a long time after and things like that. So they might not necessarily be the same. So C is the characteristics of the pain. So just ask patient to describe, is it stabbing? Is it shocking? Is it aching? Is it, yeah, just like that. You want to know the characteristics. The eyes intensity. Oftentimes you get the patient to rate it. Visual rating scale, numerical pain rating scale. If patient can talk or express themselves, you can use the, I think, Wolfberg facial expression scale. Or, well, I'm not so sure, but there are a lot of pain assessments skill you can use. So the D is I think duration. Both me, my D is usually diurnal pattern. Diurnal pattern, diurnal pattern, hen. Diurnal pattern. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. So it's basically to ask if the pain affect patient's sleep. Does the pain wake them up at night? Do they have the pain all the night? When they sleep, does the pain go and then come back in the morning? So that'll suggest if the pain has anything to do with patient's metabolism and things like that. If the pain wakes them up at night, that's a red flag. I want to probe further if they have weight loss, unexplained recent weight loss, night sweating and things like that. So, and the two A's are aggravating and alleviating factors. You want to know what aggravate the pain and what alleviates the pain. So by the time you are done with your DMMCSP, you have history that everyone can benefit from and not just stories. So I mean, after that, then you go to your past medical history, and past medical history also has to be significant to what is happening. There are some conditions, systemic conditions, are always significant because they could affect your exercise prescription, affect your dietary recommendations, things like diabetes, hypertension, respiratory conditions like asthma and all. But patients with wrist pain had a tibia fracture 10 years ago. That is not significant to the wrist pain the patient has now. So it has to be significant. What else? Then drug history. For drug history, you have to put the drug patient was prescribed for and the ones patient prescribed for themselves. So that might be part of your plan to educate patients against self-prescription if they have any self-medicated drug on the list. And if the patient is on admission, you want to put the drug the patient is currently on. So family and social history, they are two different things. I usually don't like mixing them up because people think that family and social history, that's where you put, so the family there means you want to talk about patient family, how many children, wife, and nah, that's not what that family is. That family history is hereditary history, talking about the hereditary and genetic components of the condition. So conditions that has no hereditary link, for example, wrist pain, you don't need family history of it. What you don't. But conditions like is any coming to my head right now? Okay, none is coming to my head, but conditions that have hereditary link or genetic predisposition, yeah, you might want to know. Let's do back pain, for example, has some hereditary link. So you want to know if their parents or siblings have similar symptoms. That is family history. Social history is not where you talk about patient family setting and the support system around the patient, where the patient lives, where the patient walk. You are trying to find a predisposing factor. When you're asking these questions, predisposing factor, when you ask about alcohol in a low back pain patient, for example, you're trying to see how much cortisol is running around their body and how that is predisposing them to inflammatory disease, joint diseases in the back and stuff like that. So you're just trying to find out what the predisposing factors are. And that's all. By the time you are done with all of that, you have a very full and important history. Thank you. Hey, I'm sure you've learned one thing or the other. Don't go yet though. Check the list of our recorded podcast and find one more to listen to. My name is Abbas Ademola.